Joey Savacci, isn't life funny? You come back
from... You didn't interview me last weekend.
I wasn't there. Yeah, I wasn't there.
Why.
But I did... Hey, I did have you in fantasy, so thanks for that. Thanks a lot. Yeah.
Sorry.
Isn't life funny, though? Like, you come back from an injury, you don't qualify for the main, and then you come back and you have your season best, you ride great, even catch Malcolm near the end. This fucking roller coaster of a sport.
That's what we joke about it in the semi, but life's a roller coaster. It's, you know, got the ups and downs. It would be nice to minimize the downs, right? Like, try to keep it a little bit more mellow. But yeah, I mean, honestly, last weekend was hard for me. Never not qualified before.
So did the AMA actually come and tell you that?
No.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah.
So honestly, the only reason that we knew is because my dad, like, I came back from the heat race and I'm thinking we squeaked it in, like, that was close. I go upstairs and, like, I hear my phone vibrating, and then it stops, and I hear it vibrating. I'm like, dude, who's calling me? And it's my dad, and I'm like, hello? And he's like, dude, you're in the LCQ. And I'm like, no, we got ninth. He's like, no, Malcolm's transponder fell off. Yeah. And I'm like, no way. So then I go downstairs and Nate's washing the bike, and I'm like, hey, we're in the LCQ. And he's not ready.
Yeah.
And then we're getting ready to go, and my bars are bent, like, pretty bad. And I'm like, well, we got to try to change them, because if we get through the LCQ, we're not going to have time to change them when we come back. So, like, I go down there to pick the gate. And, like, I'm standing up there waiting, and most people have already picked their gate. And here comes Nate, like, last-minute bar change, and then...
It's ridiculous the AMA wouldn't be like, oh, hey, someone go tell Savacci's team.
Especially, like, with Martin being down there, right, in the tower. Like, yeah, you think there's enough radio communication that they would let him know. But, yeah, it would... Last weekend was tough. Yeah. Not ideal, but, yeah, it feels good to bounce back.
It's funny because when you were healthy and feeling a little better before the crash, you were telling me... Every week, not every week, but whatever. You're like, I gotta get a start. I can run with these guys. I just can't get a start. I can't. And you got one. And you know, I mean, there was some help from, I think, your teammate a little bit. I don't know exactly where you were, but, like, you were right. You can run that pace. You just got to get up there and see it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest. It was obviously fifth is great, but it was an ugly fifth. You know, I'll be honest. The first 5-8 minutes of that moto, I've struggled this year, which is weird because all the Australia and World Supercross, everything's so short. But for whatever reason, I was missing my marks. I wasn't getting the rhythms consistently. Like, I was just making too many mistakes at the beginning. But I felt good. You know, obviously hitting the ground a couple weeks ago and having to miss a round or two, I think, takes a little bit of the mojo out of it. I believe that if I can get away up there, I can be close to that every weekend. And obviously, easy to say, harder to do. But, you know, I made a run at Malcolm there towards the end and just kind of caught some lappers at a bad place, which kind of killed that. But would have liked to have seen if I could have made a push towards him because I was getting close. But, yeah, like I said, I'm happy to make the main event.
Physically, where are we at? Like, how close to 100% are we?
To be honest, I'm struggling. I'm dealing with some back pain right now. That's
crash.
Yeah, that I got an MRI last week, so we're waiting on results. I just haven't been the same. I've just been struggling. Can't pick my kids up right now. Certain twists and bends, like, it's just not normal.
I know you did already. I'm not a doctor, but
what?
Those little winglets can crack on your spinal cord. It doesn't take much.
I mean, you might be right. Like I said, it's something's not normal because I've always struggled with a little bit of back pain, but, like, it's more of like Southwick Sunday morning, right? Like, oh man, my back hurts. And now it's like, it could be a Wednesday morning and I just, like, I have a hard time getting up out of bed because my back hurts so bad. So I'm hoping that maybe it's just I'm being weak and maybe, like, you know, my abdomen with the ribs being broken and just everything being so tight. Maybe that's some of it, but I get these weird sensations of pain shooting at my back that doesn't feel normal. So, to be honest, it thankfully, for the most part, doesn't hinder me. I still feel, like, pretty good on the bike, but there are some movements that I find myself that I'll get, you know, like that jolt of pain on my back. So, I mean, I'm not 100%, but it's not really limiting me that much right now.
Okay, the heat race crash was hilarious. And then you almost did it again in the main. I don't know. You did the exact same thing again, almost.
In my defense, what happened is when I OJ'd that in the heat race and I landed, I lost my back brake. Like, we've never seen this, but it pulled the threads out. So, like, when I went nose high and I hit the back, like, there was no brake. So I blew off the track. So then when I got back on the track and I was in 10th, I didn't have back brakes.
You had no brake.
No. So trying to navigate that track with people.
Because I had Jerry in fantasy.
I'm sorry, man. It's not my fault. But,
it's not. But, oh, wow. Okay, so you had no rear brake.
No, I had no rear brake. So trying to navigate that track with no back brake was tough. And then, like, obviously being on the bubble, I'm like, dude, we're not doing this again. So, yeah, it was weird. Like, I landed, OJ'd it, and I went to go drag the back brake to kind of slow me down. And nothing was there. So then it went high. And I was like, in nothing. Yeah. So, and then the main event, yeah, the same thing. I OJ'd a little bit, but I was able to drag the back brake and keep it on the track. But,
I just happened to catch, like, I don't know why, but I caught both of them. I'm like, oh my God, he's doing it again.
I know. I honestly, for a minute, I was like, there's no way. But this time, thankfully, like, I went to go hit the brake and it was like, there.
Literally, I never saw one other rider do that all day.
Just me. But, like I said, in my defense in the heat race, like, I had no brake. So I was like, uh-oh. And then, I don't know.
I've asked this for a few guys, but dude, considering the rain all night long, this track was really good. I thought it was going to be a disaster.
Honestly, I thought we were about to have round two after last weekend all over again. But dude, they did a good job. Like, they took the tarp off, and when we went to go walk the track, I was like, it's not bad. I mean, there was standing water in places. And honestly, I think if we didn't get that afternoon rain after second practice, I think it could have been even better. But yeah, I mean, hats off. They did a great job. I was fully anticipating another mud race, and thankfully for the fans, I mean, obviously it's one thing for the fans, maybe they enjoy it, but I'm sure they'd rather have a dry race, because it tends to have a little bit better battles. So I'm glad it didn't rain, because it was cold as balls today. It's not my weather.
Well, good job. Yeah, like, thanks. So funny, the sport,
it's highs and lows,
highs and lows, man.
Weekend to weekend, it's crazy. But
all right, thank you.